My father was editor-in-chief of the Münchner Augsburger Abendzeitung in Paul-Heise-Straße. Our apartment was in the same building. After Hitler's takeover, the newspaper was closed down. My father was out of a job. My first experience of violence was when the SS came, shut the editorial offices, and conducted a search without any authorization. The newspaper's entire archive was thrown onto a truck and driven away. The Münchner Augsburger Abendzeitung was a conservative newspaper that had always had difficulties with the Nazis. It was one of the oldest German newspapers, rather bourgeois and well-behaved. Civil servants formed the bulk of its readership. After being closed down, the newspaper disappeared from the market. The Münchner Neueste Nachrichten, which became a Nazi newspaper with an exclusively Nazi editorial staff, then began publishing an evening newspaper that took over the name Münchner Augsburger Abendzeitung. In other words, the Nazis more or less just stole the name. My father, of course, was out of a job, but he was also glad in a sense because he'd got off so lightly. His friends from the Münchner Zeitung, that was more the newspaper of the Bavarian People's Party, they were already in Dachau at that time. Some of them lost their lives there. My father occasionally wrote features for newspapers a long way away from Munich, where nobody knew him. Nobody in Munich would publish him anymore.